During the 3 years of his public ministry, the Lord Jesus over and over again taught his 12 apostles that he must suffer and die and then rise from the dead in order to complete his messianic mission. But despite his constant effort to help them grasp this essential truth about him, when the day of resurrection dawned, the apostles were surprised at the empty tomb. Indeed, they were astonished. Why? Because nothing like this had ever happened in the whole history of the world, and nothing like it has ever happened again. A man went into his grave and threw down the gates of hell and revealed the face of God to all the dead, and on the third day rose victorious over the grave. The resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead is God's supremely holy, marvelous work. And around that event, the history of the entire universe revolves. But the resurrection is not merely an event of the past, something in history that we should study and understand. It is rather a present reality, something that changes our lives when we open our hearts and minds to Jesus Christ and allow him to transform us by grace through faith in the truth of his gospel, by which he changes us from children of Adam by birth into the children of God by second birth. On Good Friday, we read in St. John's Gospel that after Jesus died upon the cross, a soldier thrust his lance into Christ's side, and immediately blood and water flowed out. As Eve was formed from the side of the sleeping Adam, so was Christ's bride, the church, formed from his side as he slept upon the cross. And this is so because the church is formed by holy baptism and the Holy Eucharist, the two sacraments symbolized by the water and blood from Christ's pierced side. Lifted high on the cross, Christ gave his life for us, so much does he love us. And now in the glory of the resurrection, he invites us to his open heart to draw water in joy from the springs of salvation. And that is why we are here today, to rejoice in the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead by the celebration of the Most Holy Eucharist and the renewal of the promises of our baptism. The death of the Lord Jesus is our ransom from death. Now the grave has no power over us, and his resurrection is our rising to life, the promised glory of the children of God. Christ is the victim who dies no more, the Lamb once slain who lives forever. And in the Lord Jesus, a new age has dawned. The long reign of sin is ended. A broken world has been renewed, and man is once again made whole. My friends, this is the life of grace, the abundant life of the new creation, the life of the Christian, which Jesus gives us through the sacraments of his church, beginning with baptism. Because most of us are baptized in infancy, we struggle all our lives long to appreciate and accept what a radical thing happened to us that day. St. Paul explains this mystery in his letter to the Romans in a text very often read at funerals. Are you not aware that we who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Through baptism into his death, we were buried with him, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might live a new life. The waters of baptism cleanse the child of the stain of original sin. But before they do that, they must kill the child. We could drown in a few inches of water. The child of wrath must die in the waters of baptism in order for the child of God to rise. If we have been united with him through likeness to his death, it's a condition, then so shall we be through a like resurrection. It is that dying to self, the renewal of the grace of our baptism through every act of self-denial all our lives long, that conforms us to his death and resurrection. This we know, our old self was crucified with him so that the sinful body might be destroyed and we might be slaves to sin no longer. If we have died with Christ, we believe that we are also to live with him. We know that Christ, once raised from the dead, will never die again. Death has no more power over him. His death was death to sin once for all. His life is life for God. In the same way, Paul concludes, you must consider yourselves dead to sin, but alive for God in Christ Jesus. Alive for God in Christ Jesus. That is exactly what we are called to be in holy baptism. And that is why today, on this solemnity of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we renew the promises of our baptism. If we are to live in the freedom of the children of God, if we are to live the life of grace, then let us resolve once again to turn away from our sins and to believe in the gospel of Jesus the risen Christ, who is our eternal priest and universal king, the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega, the same yesterday, today, and forever. All time belongs to him, and all the ages. To him be glory and power for every age, forever. Amen.